sick right down there, I'm tired.
Can you get out, can you watch the games now?
Oh, no, I don't have to do anything to the show.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to First Christian Church on Scout Sunday. If you are a visitor or guest today, welcome. We appreciate you being here. If you're a member or regular attender, as always, welcome home. As we prepare for worship this morning, let us turn off our cell phones, any noisemakers, make sure they're on silent, and let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship as we listen to Lonnie's prelude. Thank you, Lonnie. Announcements today. As I mentioned, today is Scout Sunday, and we celebrate our Boy Scouts, our Girl Scouts, our Cub Scouts, and any Scout. With that, there are a few scouting announcements that I'd like to make sure we touch on today. Today, not only being Scout Sunday, in the annual calendar of the church, today we celebrate 75 years of First Christian Church's sponsorship of Boy Scouts and sponsoring Troop 13. And so after church today, we'll have some birthday cake for that sponsorship. So please come down and take a part of that. There is a Boy Scout Court of Honor tomorrow night at 7 p.m. right here in the sanctuary. And you're invited to attend if you'd like to learn more about scouting. And our Cub Scouts will be having their Blue and Gold Banquet on Monday, February 15th at the Casper Shrine Club. And the meal's at 5:30 with awards at 6. In the spirit of celebrating birthdays and loving cake, we're on a cake mission this month. And next week, we will be celebrating our church's 95th birthday after worship, and cake will be served. And so, in case you don't get enough cake today or next week, the next week, we'll be celebrating our very own Lois Cook as she retires as our business manager. And We've decided to have cake? Yeah, we'll have cake again. So, look forward to that. The new Sunday school started today. The Lenten class went really well, and we'd love to have anyone else that would like to join us. It was a really good discussion, and I think it's going to be a really good video series. There's devotionals outside. You can pick those up. Try to limit those, one per family. Membership class. The pastor's membership class will start February 21st at 2 p.m. So any youth or adults interested in joining the church and learning about baptism are encouraged to participate. And just contact Reverend McBride about that. The 21st as well, we'll be having a chili cook-off. And you can read about the details there. We'll be announcing that for the next couple weeks. CWF is going to have their love and friendship brunch the next Sunday. No, Saturday, excuse me. Boy, this is a busy month. And we're going to be full. So that sounds exciting. It's going to be catered by Silver Fox. And the price is $15. So I'm sure you've seen them or they've snagged you, but they're selling tickets out there. And they'll sell 100 tickets for that. The church office is going to be closed for President's Day on the 15th. And just an upcoming mark your calendars, Spring Feast is in May in Fort Collins. I also have an announcement that the folks in Chuck and Susie Stewart's shepherding group, they are having a brunch on Saturday, February 13th. At 10 a.m. at Chuck and Susie's house. So do you want RSVPs to that, Susie, or just come as you are? We're good to go? 13th? Okay, February 13th, 10 a.m. if you're in that shepherding group. Are there any other announcements today that need to be made? Carmen.
Okay, the chili cook-off is also bingo, so we're playing bingo also. Also, Sunday school starts at
2:00. Perfect. And that's going to help support our youth as they're working on their trip to go to Orlando this summer. So go ahead and sign up for the chili cook-off. My fraternity in college won with just buying chili from Wendy's one time, one chili cook-off for Greek week. So it can't be that hard. So let's get signed up and get after it. All right. With that, let's stand and greet those around us, and then we'll come back together and sing our opening hymn.
Creatures. Audience attention, scouts attention. Color guard forward march. Color guard halt. Prepare to post the colors. Post the colors. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Two. Color guard reform ranks. About face. Forward march. Halt. Audience at ease. Color guard at ease.
Nicely done, gentlemen. Would you please join with me in the call to worship? Come to the Lord, young and old alike. Come and praise God.
In the sanctuary and under the trees, on a bright morning and during the stormy night, we will praise the Lord.
Come to Christ, men and women. Come and serve the Lord.
We serve God with our praises and worship, and we serve God in the world with the work of our hands every day.
Come, chosen of God, you are invited to know God's love.
At the Lord's table we are fed. We go forth to feed others in Jesus' name.
Would you please pray with me? We praise your holy name, gracious God. We are blessed richly when we gather to worship and have this opportunity to thank you for who you are and what you have done and continue to do for us. Open our minds and hearts to what we might do for you through helping your children near and far. Hear us today, Lord, as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You may be seated. In the pew rack in front of you, you'll find the purple Chalice Praise Songbook. If you would take that out and turn to page 127, A Wilderness Wandering People. We'll listen to Lonnie play this through once so we can be familiar with the melody, and then we'll sing both verse 1 and 2.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scouts and families, for joining us on this special Scout Sunday. What a wonderful honor it is for us to host you and have you here. Our young children at this time are dismissed to go to Children's Church. Worship and Wonder is prepared for them. They can follow Mrs. Grooms down the hall downstairs. As we share a time of prayer together, I invite you to look over the green insert in your bulletin. It has lists of prayer concerns and joys being shared by our congregation today. There are some additions to that list that I'll lift up. And as I do so, I encourage you to take a prayer card from the pew rack in front of you. There's a picture of the church on one side. The other side is blank so that you can write a message to someone who needs to know that you're holding them in prayer today. Our card shower this morning is for Amy Black and Justin Levine and their family. Congratulations. On Monday, Amy gave birth to little Riley K. Levine. We rejoice with grandparents Russ and Julie Black and great-grandma Betty Black at Riley's arrival. She was, the day after her birth, life-flighted down to Denver for some tests at Children's Hospital. She was having difficulty maintaining oxygen levels. The good news is Riley is back home, so we are just thrilled that she is doing well. Prayers for Riley and Mom Amy and family. There are many on our prayer list who are in treatment for cancer. We continue to pray for Cal Decker, Mark Steinle, Laura Chipperfield, Lindy Bland, and others. Prayers of comfort and courage for those who are going through chemo. Some additions to the list this morning. Tony Allen has asked us to pray for her mom, Sherry Hogg. Sherry was at the Wyoming Medical Center with heart and breathing difficulties. She is doing much better, and so we rejoice at the good news that she'll be headed home. My sister-in-law, Vicki Dobson, was hospitalized in El Paso following a heart attack. She, too, is out of the hospital and doing well. George Morrison had back surgery on Tuesday. He is home and recovering. He is doing very well, and we are thankful for that. We continue to pray for him. During his time of recovery, there'll be some ups and downs, no doubt, but we pray for God's healing to be with him and rejoice that his pain has been significantly reduced. Are there other prayer concerns today that we want to lift up? Nicholas.
Two joys. The Super Bowl of Caring that's going on and is successful downstairs, as well as the youth that will be collecting money after service. And then also I heard there's a joy that wanted to be lifted up, that today is baby girl Delilah's birthday.
Yay, baby Delilah. Happy birthday to baby Delilah. Is one today.
Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday.
Almost one. Just a couple more days. Our youth and scouts, I think, might be helping with this. Our youth are collecting canned goods for the Super, S-O-U-P-E-R, Super Bowl, soup and other canned food items. There's a table downstairs in Fellowship Hall. Even though the Super Bowl football game is this afternoon, if you still have canned food items, we'll leave the table up until next Sunday so you can bring in more goods. I was convinced that once the Denver Broncos made it to the Super Bowl, our table downstairs would just tip towards their end, but the Carolina Panthers are holding their own. So either we have more Carolina Panther fans than I knew, or they're just very generous bringing in lots of canned goods. So vote for your team by bringing your goods and placing them at one end or the other of that table downstairs. Also, cash donations are welcome. Our youth will be standing with a soup pot outside the door after worship, and all donations this year go to the Food for Thought program that provides weekend backpack foods for students who need help with food. Another joy to share, there are blankets in front of us. Again, our Fleece Blanket Club met yesterday. Last Saturday, they made 40 blankets. Yesterday, they completed 29. And this has been such a successful project. The plan moving forward is to meet about once a month and tie blankets as long as there are a need. The blankets are going to different agencies in town that work with the homeless. Interfaith told Debbie right up front they could take 40 blankets. So she gave them 10 and spread 10 around to a couple other agencies in town. We're trying to meet that request and respond to the need in our community for those who need warmth, who are homeless or in need. Are there other joys that we want to share? There are many concerns that we have on our hearts, and I invite you to hold all of those in prayer. There's a sheet at the table at the back of the sanctuary. You're invited to sign and send greetings to First Christian Church in Monte Vista, Colorado. And today we're praying for their pastor, Wayne Whitner. Missionary Mark Bale serves in South Africa. This morning we are praying for the work of the disciples in South Africa, as well as for the work of Week of Compassion, responding to winter storms and other times of crisis. There are blessing boxes out in the narthex if you'd like to take home a little coin box. They look like a house. Put in your money for Week of Compassion and bring it back the end of the month. Let us turn now to God as we share a time of silent prayer. O God, you are the giver of life, the guider of our journey throughout our earthly days and on into eternity when we walk with you. On this Scout Sunday, Lord, we give thanks for all Scouts, for Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, Explorers, for Brownies and Cub Scouts, for Daisy Scouts, for those young people who learn about you, who learn survival skills, who learn life skills, and who learn to experience you in nature. We give thanks for their leaders and for parents who are dedicated to giving young people an important opportunity to learn and to grow. We thank you, God, for all who serve in youth ministry in different ways. We pray your blessing upon the youth ministry of this congregation, carried out through our scout troops, through our preschool, through Sunday school classes and Wednesday night youth groups. Bless each one who leads and each youth, each child who learns the gift of faith in this place. Holy Lord, we name before you those who are sick or suffering, those who are struggling in some way. We pray for your healing hand to continue to be with George Morrison as he recovers from back surgery, with Sherry and Vicky as they face heart issues. We pray for little Riley, rejoicing in her birth and praying for her health. Bless Amy and Justin as they learn to parent together. Oh God, there are many who are in need in our community and around the world. We pray your blessing upon the food being gathered for Super Bowl Sunday and upon fleece blankets tied to hand out to those who are cold. Lord, through these simple gestures of sharing food and warmth, we pray that the warmth of your love might feed people in Casper. We pray as well for brothers and sisters around the world who are in need. We pray for refugees from Syria and other war-torn lands who are looking for safety. We pray for missionaries like Mark and the work that he does in South Africa, sharing your gospel. May your blessing be upon Pastor Wayne and the members of First Christian Church in Monte Vista, Colorado. Oh God, there are many who are on our prayer list, who are on our hearts and in our minds. We ask that your spirit will go forth from this place, from our doorsteps to the ends of the earth, to bring the gifts of healing and hope to those who need it most. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you.
Every Sunday, the members of First Christian Church here in Casper, like members of many other churches around the world, share in the Lord's Supper. We share together a tiny piece of bread, a cup of juice. They represent for us the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The table here at First Christian is open to all who believe in Jesus. It may be that you're a visitor here today. Our ways may seem strange to you. But if you are longing to know God's love through his Son Christ, then we invite you to share in this simple meal with us, to take the bread as it is passed, to take the cup, and to remember the forgiveness and the grace of Jesus on the cross, given for all the world. We'll prepare for communion by singing together number 158 in the Purple Chalice Praise Songbook, Come to the Table of Mercy. On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he met with his friends in the upper room, and while they were there, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and to us, saying, "This bread is my body broken for you." In the same manner, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood poured out for you to forgive your sin and the sins of many. Each time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's life, death, and resurrection until he comes. These are the gifts of God for the people of God." Let us pray.
On this Scout Sunday, most merciful God, we come around this communion table in reverence to receive this bread of the Spirit that we break together, and this cup of salvation and blessings in memory of your Son, Jesus. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit and help us grow in our mission of witness and service to all people. Have mercy on us and empower us in our rededication to living each day for you. Amen.
Last night, Maggie and I were blessed to attend the Boys and Girls Club fundraising dinner. It was a fun evening, and though our local economic outlook can be labeled touchy at best, generosity is still alive and well in Casper, Wyoming. To see tables filling the floor of the event center and to see those seated at the tables rally around the spirit and potential they see in the children of Casper is truly exciting. When we bring our offering on Sunday, we rally around the spirit and love of our God. When we put our offering in the plate, we are saying that God's light will never be turned off. As we leave this place and live our lives as Christians, we are reflecting that divine light. I saw it last night, and I see it here at First Christian Church. Living with joy and hope is contagious. The best part of living in the light of Christ is that we can't keep it in. This church, and you as people of God, are light to more people than we ever give ourselves credit for. That's a true story. And it's a true story that's most definitely worthy of our tithes. The diaconate will now receive our offering. Will you please pray with me? Dear Lord, we ask that you bless these gifts and that you bless those who gave them. And Lord, above all, we ask that you bless those who need them. Lord, guide us so that the use of these gifts will further glorify your name and the reach of your light. Amen.
In the bulletin, this list is Solomon Shaw that would is going to play trumpet for us. Big long story, broke his elbow. And so Doctor's playing for us today at last minute's notice. So we appreciate both Bob and Josh playing for us today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. As you already are well aware, today is Scout Sunday. We will read the scripture a little later as we get into the message, but this morning, before I get too carried away about scouting and First Christian Church, I want to say thank you. Thank you to this congregation. Thank you to prior congregations for your support. A scout troop or a cub pack does not exist unless there is a charter organization. And First Christian Church has been a charter organization for at least 65 years that I can find records for. And I'm pretty sure it goes back farther than that. In fact, I think it goes back farther than 75 years. But I haven't found the paperwork, and I'm still looking, because the paperwork that would be at our council level here, what wasn't destroyed in a fire back in the late 40s, early 50s, was flooded out in the 70s. So we have to look other places to find the records that we've been looking for. This congregation helped Troop 13 this year, the past year, 2015, raise right close to $3,500. Now that seems like a big chunk of money, and it is. It came from your support as we worked the tables at Pizza Ranch twice. And we raised over $1,200 each time. And that's because you guys like pizza. Or maybe it's the fried chicken. We also worked the pumpkin patch, and that brought in another $1,100 for the troop. These donations plus generous donations by several church members helped us to build a new scout garage that's across the street, and it is state of the art. I don't know of very many scout troops that have a place to store their equipment that is as nice as what we have, and we thank you for it. The old garage worked well, but the new garage is way better. I also want to mention some past and present First Christian Church scout leaders. Many of the names you may not recognize or know, but they made the scouting program at First Christian Church work over the last 75 years. Now, when you read off names, you know you're going to forget somebody. And if I do, I apologize. I have dug through a lot of records, and there's about a 10 or 12 year span in there that I didn't live in Casper. So knowing who the people were that were part of the church made it somewhat difficult. But I asked some people that were here. So here goes. See how many you know. We have Scout Ralph Halleck. He was a scoutmaster. His son Paul sits right over there. His other son Joe is an Eagle Scout and lives in Gillette. Now, I can't tell you what all of them are doing or have done. There's W.W. Heath. I remember him because I was a boy in Troop 13 back in the late 50s. There's Bruce Ward. There's Red Murphy. There's Tom Gray. There's Dennis Smith. Clyde Kane. Kirby Black. Lynn Kloxine. There's Keith Ames and Bob Downs. There's Russ Black, Steve Kloxine. There's Daryl and Peg Jackson. There's Jim Doyle. There's Brian and Jenny Black. There's Scott and Jennifer Hawley. There's Kirk Hastings. There's Jeff Atkinson. There's Raylan Heck. There's Kelly and Jeff Hover. Erica Stupek. And there's many, many more. The Boy Scout Council, a Boy Scout Council, gives an award, about three of them a year out of this council, that is called the Silver Beaver Award. That is the highest award that can be given to a scout volunteer. With that being said, there are people in this congregation that have worked with scouting from various locations, from not just Troop 13, but were part of our congregation that have earned that award. And there are several that have earned that award through their work with Troop 13. All total, there are 15 Silver Beavers that come out of this group. It should be noted that that is a large number. I'm going to name them because it's quite interesting. The first Silver Beaver came from here in 1976, and that was Keith Ames. In 1978, Frank Barella received a Silver Beaver. In 1980, Bob Downs. In 1982, there was Guy Nirenberg, who was part of Troop 13. And also in 1982, Dennis Smith received a Silver Beaver. In 1983, Peg Jackson received a Silver Beaver. In 1990, Michael Ward received a Silver Beaver. And I must say that was a big surprise. In 1992, Daryl Jackson received a Silver Beaver. Daryl served as the scout executive for the Central Wyoming Council. As a scouting professional, he doesn't qualify to have the Silver Beaver until after he retires and has been retired for 5 years. Daryl stayed active in scouting even after he had been scout executive. In 1994, Steve Kloxing received a Silver Beaver. In 97, Russ Black and Richard Stribling received a Silver Beaver. Mike Heberle received the Silver Beaver in 98. And in 2010, Paris Blair and Julie Shebler received a Silver Beaver. And last year, 2014, Tony Shebler also received a Silver Beaver. That is a big honor, not just for scouters, because it is based on what they did as a scouter, but it also is what they did in the community. It's just not a scouting award. One third of it is figured on what they did for youth outside of scouting. And it has, they have had an impact on this community. Right, I want to say a few things about the Eagle Scouts that came out of Troop 13. If you look at the plaques that are in the narthex, there's 50 56 names on the two plaques. There is another plaque that is being engraved. It has 7 more names on it. And if things go right, we'll be adding 2 more names in 2016, as may even be as many as 4. But the possibility of at least 2 is pretty imminent. Of those names that are on there, that would add up to be about 63 names. 27 of them are from scouts that were members of this congregation. All right. Let's look at charter organizations just for a minute. The number one charter organization in the United States today, and if you think back about who all is charter organizations for Boy Scouts, you will probably think that the LDS Church is number one. But they are not. The number one scouting charter organization is the United Methodist Churches of America. They are number one. Number two bounces back and forth between the Catholic Church and the LDS Church. Our denomination is quite a ways down the list because we're not as big as some of the others, but there's also service clubs, PTAs, PTOs that charter the scouting program. And for all of the warts that Boy Scouts of America has, both real and perceived by the media, it is still the best leadership program for boys. It keeps boys off the street. It makes them, through a learning process, to learn outdoor skills, their duty to country, duty to God. And I know that there's a lot of boys that have stayed out of juvenile detention because they were in Boy Scouts. Now, with that being said, if your name is on that plaque out there, I would like you to stand up. Way in the back is Lindy Bland. He received his Eagle in 1961. Dewey, when did you receive yours? 74. Ryan, when did you receive yours?
96.
Okay. You guys have good memories. All right, now let's get into the meat of the subject. The first time that I was asked to participate and be the speaker for Scout Sunday was back in 2007. At that time, the minister was Dr. Badger, and he called me and said, I need you to preach on February 4th, because I'm going to have surgery that week before, and so I would like you to fill in. And I was sort of like Jeremiah last week said, who, me? You think I can do that? And he said, yes, and you'll do a good job. Well, I did it, but it remains to be seen if I did a good job. Tomorrow, Scouting will be 106 years old on February 8th. The Central Wyoming Council, which is now the Greater Wyoming Council, because we have the biggest part of the state of Wyoming, is 96 years old at the end of February. Troop 13, sponsored by First Christian Church, has served the youth for 900 months. That's how they figure it, by the month. And without getting out your calculator, I can tell you that is 75 years. I'm proud to be a member of the First Christian Church, not just because they're a charter organization of a scout troop, but their faithfulness to youth ministry. I don't know, Pastor Cynthia, how many preschool children do we have?
70.
70? Okay, so we rival, the scouting program rivals, being the biggest, largest youth ministry in First Christian Church. I believe there's somewhere around 60 Cub Scouts. Is that correct, Scott? Okay. There's 20-some Boy Scouts. So on Monday night, there is a lot of youth ministry going on. Several years ago, my wife and I attended a National General Assembly for Disciples of Christ Churches. It was held in Tulsa, Oklahoma. While there, I attended a meeting exploring the relationships between the Disciples of Christ Churches and Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Campfire, and there was one other, I don't remember. The slogan of that meeting was, "Scouting is youth ministry." Just think about that for a minute and look at some demographic information. Statistics tell us that only one out of every four boys will ever become a Boy Scout. But it's interesting to know that the business, religious, and political leaders of this nation, three out of four were Boy Scouts. For every 100 boys that join Boy Scout troop or Cub Scouts, 30 will drop out within the first year. Perhaps that statistic would lead to some to look at scouting as being a failure. However, later in life, all of these former scouts will remember their experience and will speak well of that program. Of the 100, rarely is one ever appear before a juvenile court. Once in a while, but not very often. 12 of the 100 will be from families that belong to no church. The first church that they are acquainted with is through scouting. And it may be through a church or synagogue. And many of these boys and their families will become active in that church or another. This has happened in Troop 13. I'm aware of it at least six times. Jason Vreeland became a Boy Scout in Troop 13 at the age of 11, long before his family joined this congregation. The same with Rusty Marburger and his mother. The Umbacks. Stacy and Carrie both became scouts before their parents joined the church. Of the 100, 3 will go into the ministry. 18 will develop hobbies that became an interest in their adult life through merit badges. Approximately one half will serve in the military and in varying degrees profit from their scouting experience. At least one will use his scouting skills to save another person's life, and 2 will use their scouting skills to save their own life. 8 will find a future profession or vocation by what they learned when they did a merit badge. 3 of these 100 boys will reach the rank of Eagle and become Eagle Scouts. So, scouting has a lot to do with teaching boys. Like I said, there are 62, 63 names out in the Eagle Scouts. You might know the first one. His name was Joseph Murphy. He received his Eagle Scout August 10th, 1941. At the time he received his Eagle Scout, he was the youngest Eagle Scout in America. He grew up over on Ash Street on the 1200 block. And he went on, many of you probably know him as Dr. Joe Murphy. And he's got 12 children. I remember, because I lived up in that neighborhood, on his license plate said 1-DOZN. I invited his son, Kevin, to come to this service today, and I don't see Kevin or his family here. But that was pretty cool to be the youngest. So let's talk about youth ministry and the 10-12-40 rule. What does that mean? The 10 stands for the 10 Commandments. And if you'll open up your Pew Bibles, excuse me, we will look at those 10 Commandments. And I think it says Exodus on page 66, is that right? I don't have my bulletin in front of me. So we're lucked out. We found the bulletin. So, yes, on page 66, Exodus 20, 1 through 17. Okay, on page 66, verse 20, Exodus 1 through 17. Then the God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God, and brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven or above, heaven above, or that is on earth beneath, that is in the water underneath the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I am the Lord your God. I am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of their parents to the third and the fourth generation, to those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord, your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son, your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God has given you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house, nor shall you covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. If we turn to the New Testament in Matthew, and that is on page 25 in the New Testament. And it's Matthew 22, verses 37 and 39, through 39. And he said to them, "You shall love your Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophets." These commandments were given to us by God and delivered by Moses and by Jesus. They're really straightforward. These 10 rules, along with what Jesus said in Matthew, don't leave a lot of wiggle room. At times I can almost hear God saying, "What part of these commandments do you not understand?" As individuals and as a nation as a whole, how well do you think we are doing on following the teachings of these 10 plus 2 rather simple commandments? I'm here asking you to think about it. If the majority in future generations do not know, much less understand, the Ten Commandments, what kind of future society is there going to be for our children and our grandchildren? A few weeks ago, Pastor Cynthia and Scott Hawley handed out some God and Country Awards, or I guess it's God and Me Award, to 6 Cub Scouts. And one of the things they had to do to receive this award was to memorize the 10 Commandments. That's a good start. As a church, we need to reinforce that. Not just have the young scouts learn it, but every young child in the congregation or in our community. Now let's look at what the 12 stands for. The 12 points of the scout law. The 12 points of the scout law are ideals that every scout and scouter promises and is expected to do their best to live by. These ideas are pretty straightforward also. Let's look at them, in many ways they go hand in hand or complement the Ten Commandments. The Scout Law is like this. A Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. And what is the most important word in that part? I ask this as a question on many boards of review, especially at Life and Eagle. And I get a lot of answers. The biggest one is a Scout is trustworthy. However, that is not the most important word. Of the 12 points of the Scout Law, they are all equal. Whether it's trustworthy or reverent, kind or courteous, they're all equal. The most important word in that is the word is. A Scout is. It isn't a Scout will try to be or will work at being. It says a Scout is these things. And they are to personify those 12 points. Now, sometimes we do better than others at it, but we work at it. They work at it. And we praise them when they do. And the 40 stands for the 40 words of the Scout Oath. And if you ask any Scout, and probably any Scouter, they can repeat that oath. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, and to obey the Scout Law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Now, how does that oath come into play? It is a promise for one to do his best and to follow God's teaching and obey the laws of the country and follow the Scout Law. There's also a part that says a Scout is also willing to help other people, to stay strong mentally and physically, to stay alert with what's going on around them, and to have a strong set of moral values. Where does this strong set of principles or moral values come from? They are handed down from one generation to the next. The teachings of good values is not just the parents' responsibility, but the responsibility of everyone in a community. Remember the book title? Bang. It takes a village to raise a child. I don't know that it takes a village, but I do know that it takes more than just a parent. I was reading the other day that a young scout came to his scoutmaster and said, "Why do I have to go to church on Scout Sunday? I have been doing that for at least, been going to church for at least close to 15 years. It's a waste of time. I don't remember what the preacher talked about. So it's a waste of her time." And this was a wise scoutmaster said, "Let me ask you a question. What did you have for breakfast on February 7th, 2013? And the kid says, "I don't know. I don't remember." And he says, "But you did have breakfast." He says, "Oh yeah, Mom fixed breakfast for me every morning." Scoutmaster says, "But you don't remember. But it was important at the time, obviously, because it gave you nourishment. And that is what coming to church on Sunday is. You may not remember what the preacher said, or I say, or the Sunday school teacher said, but it gives you spiritual nourishment to get through the day and the week. For a minute there, I thought that hits home pretty hard. I don't always remember what Pastor Cynthia talked about. But at the time, when I was sitting in the pew out there, I got something out of it. And that's just like eating breakfast or dinner or lunch. It gives you nourishment, only it's a different kind of nourishment. It's for your spirit. When I was growing up, my father told me everyone has a set of values. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not so good. You get to choose those values that represent you, so choose wisely. I was fortunate to have several instructors along the path of my young adulthood. These instructors included my parents, my grandmother, aunts and uncles, public school teachers, scout leaders, Sunday school teachers, and many past and present members of this congregation. Each one helped me to mold a set of values. Some of these things learned, one of the things that I learned was to have a faith in God. And believe me, over the past few years, I really had that faith put to a test. Also, I learned to have a can-do attitude. In other words, believe in your God-given abilities. To accomplish the task at hand, God will help you. All you have to do is ask. And you are only as good as your word or bond. At about 13 years old, my dad started to teach me how to box. I was a little guy. In high school, I weighed 138 pounds. I don't know what happened, but something did. And I wasn't very big, and I got short arms. And my dad basically said, I want you to know how to defend yourself, if need be. Don't be a bully. Don't flaunt that you know how to do this. But if push comes to shove, I want you to be able to take care of yourself. And I did learn that a good straight left and an overhand right will get you out of a lot of trouble. And it usually happens pretty fast. My mother used to instruct me to always do the right thing. Now, the right thing, let your conscience be your guide. That is all well and good if someone has taken the time to learn right from wrong so they have the correct values, so that they have a conscience. There's a country song titled, "If You Don't Stand for Something, You'll Fall for Anything." Like a puppet on a string. It is sung by Aaron Tippin. If you haven't heard it, I would suggest you find a copy or listen to it on Google or look up the lyrics. It basically says it all. Again, especially to the boys in the back, remember the 10, 12, 40 rule. If what you're about to do meets the criteria of those three things, and I'll add a couple more, and you would be proud to tell your parent or your grandparent of what you did, then it's probably all right. If you can't answer truthfully yes to all five of those things, then maybe you ought to reconsider what your actions are going to be. With that, I thank you for the opportunity for Scout Sunday. I know I've gone quite a bit over, but I appreciate your attentiveness. And if you will rise, we will sing our hymn of dedication. And then if remain standing so that we can retire the colors. And then we will say the Scouter's benediction.
And we'll sing verses 1, 4, and 5 of number 56. 1, 4, and 5. Please remain standing for the retiring of the colors.
Scouts attention, audience attention, color guard forward march. Color guard halt. Prepare to retrieve the colors. Retrieve the colors. Reform ranks. Forward march. Halt. Color guard at ease, audience at ease.
Thank you, Scouts, for being with us today. Thank you, Mike, for that informative word on the history of youth ministry through Boy Scouts here at First Christian Church. Certainly a lot to think about. All of us are called to live by the Ten Commandments. Following the Scout Law, even if you're not a Scout, is a good way to live a sound moral life. And the final piece of advice, if your grandma wouldn't like it, don't do it. I would remind you that we have a time of fellowship waiting downstairs. There is cake to celebrate the 75 years since that first Eagle Scout was awarded here at First Christian Church. A reminder to our elders, we're having a makeup meeting. After you get a piece of cake and a cup of coffee, we'll meet briefly since we weren't able to Monday because of the snow. If all hearts and minds are clear, let us pray. The Scout Benediction.
And now may the great Scoutmaster of all good Scouts be with us till we meet again, and may we follow the trail that leads to him. Amen.
Amen.